Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Kazumatsu.org Monthly Terror Podcast. I am your host, Aspiety, and joining me today we have Biscuit Dough.
Hello.
And for the first time on the Monthly Terror, Suika Shoujo.
Hey.
Hey, so your first appearance was on episode 2 of the Charlotte podcast, I believe?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but this is your first time joining us as on the cast as the Monthly Terror. So, yeah. I don't know, introduce yourself a bit.
I like Little Busters and Kamari a lot.
Resident Kazumatsuri.org singer.
Oh yeah, there is that's that, important. I guess.
Yeah, we have mentioned your covers a few times on the Monthly Terror before.
Yeah, so I noticed. Like... Yeah, but, now you get... Anyone who hasn't checked him out after hearing about me on here before, just go listen now, I guess.
Yeah, seriously.
Here's your motivation.
What the hell, guys?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you waiting for?
So, that's cool. I'm very excited to have you on the podcast.
Excited to be here.
All right, moving on to our first topic. Biz, take us away.
All right, everybody. So, last Monthly Terror, I mentioned a little something that I wanted to do. That I haven't done yet myself, but we're getting there. Kind of a light start. I wanted everyone to take pictures of their copies, their physical copies of Angel Beats First Beat, to tweet out to Visual Arts using the hashtag ABHypeTrain. So, like, I guess to clarify what the rules are here, because there's a lot of people who are, like, taking pictures of their stuff and then not using the hashtag, and it's like, no, what are you doing? if every English Angel Beats related tweet had the AB Hype Train tag on it, man, we'd have so many. But yeah, like, Aspie, let's just talk about Aspie for a second.
Yeah, that's me.
He got his Angel Beats First Beat coffee, right? And he did an unboxing video. But in that unboxing video, he also included a very crucial part of his AB Hype Train entry. So I think if you want a good idea of what to do, you should definitely watch that video, and I think you'll be very impressed.
Not gonna spoil it.
Yeah, that's the level.
Just watch it.
That's the level I want to see. So you guys have been disappointing me, these photos. Come on, step it up. But, I still have my plan kind of in the motions, and I think I'm good to go just about, so now I'm just waiting for some off days at work before I go and do my own to, again, set another example of what kind of shenanigans are going to be going down with this hashtag. So yeah, it started. Some people take some pictures. It's pretty good, but we're going to need to take it a little bit further. And I don't know if I'm going to make a topic or maybe make an Imgur album of, like, all the stuff collective by getting, like, talking to people who post photos and stuff. I don't know. Figure something out. I'd like to have, like, a collective thing about it eventually. It would be kind of cool.
One thing that would be really cool, if you can, is take a photo of your box with a local landmark. So we want the image of Key Around the World to really stick with people. It's not going to work if you're taking a photo of a box on the floor. Like, get out there, like, show that, like, you're obviously not in Japan.
Go stand by one of those state signs here in the US and take a photo. Take a selfie with your Angel Beats.
Yeah. Cool. So, and obviously the forum and the whole site has been very focused on Charlotte lately because that's airing. Suika, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Charlotte has obviously been airing since about July, I think July 4th is the day it started, and since then, everyone on both on the forums and people who have been on the podcast have been really digging deep and finding more in the show, and just getting more enjoyment out of it that way, analyzing everything.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun so far. There's also I think a group of people meeting on Skype to watch the episodes every Friday.
Oh yeah, the Kaza Watches thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gone to any of them, but I know that that's a thing that's happening.
I was going to go to this one, but I was actually recording the podcast instead at the same time.
Really?
Totally wasn't my fault.
Yeah. So that's a thing that's going on the website, and everyone should join in.
It's good fun. Yeah. I'm on the podcast. I enjoy it.
I liked the episode I was on.
That was a good episode. I edited that one.
Best episode, yeah.
And I wasn't there.
Yeah, Aspie wasn't on it. What a great episode that was. We should have more of those.
Wow, yeah.
Fuck you guys. And yeah, the forum has been going crazy on those episodes too. Like, the most recent episode, nothing happened, and yet it somehow got 130 posts. So.
I was impressed by that.
Nothing happened, and that's why it got 130 posts.
That's true.
That's absurd. Like, what kind of backwards world is this?
That was the first episode where I didn't make, like, a five-paragraph essay about the episode, because there wasn't five paragraphs worth of content in there.
Exactly.
Hey. I'm not even going to bother trying on this one.
Yeah, just the podcast for episode 4 should be out pretty soon, so check that out. And it's probably out before this came out, actually. But we also have the music to talk about, don't we, Biz?
Yeah, it's kind of like the part of what makes Charlotte so amazing.
Hmm.
As you all know, Charlotte has, like, a lot of music in it, and because there's so much music, they have to release a lot of albums and singles and stuff that you need to pay money for to listen to. Mm-hmm. I've ordered all of mine. There are a grand total of 6. There's 3 singles.
Good job.
3 singles, and 2 full-length albums. And then obviously the OST. The singles and the full-length albums, other than the OPED album, are single, are Hello Hello and Cien albums. And I'm pretty excited. When you pre-order them all, obviously you get like a bunch of cool, good stuff I'm pretty excited for. I think I'm getting some guitar picks, which is pretty rad.
Nice.
But I guess just speaking more generally, like, Charlotte is just, man, it's all about the music, right?
Yeah.
So they've kind of released, you know, their pre-orders and when they're releasing all the music and stuff, and everyone should definitely find a way through AmiAmi. I think AmiAmi actually has them. Go order those, because it's the best.
I'm really excited. Well, like, from what we've heard of Ziendo, I really love that band so far.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, definitely.
Post-rock!
Shigo!
That's my bread and butter, baby. And, like, I don't know, it's just really cool. Like, all the stores have different pre-orders and stuff. But, like, they just released the track listings with all the track titles. And I like how Zien has all these really kind of edgy, cool, badass, like, one-liner kind of titles, like Fallen and stuff.
Trigger!
It's the best, most fiercest album name ever.
And what does Hello Hello have?
Who cares?
I think we need to mention that. The title of the album.
What is the title? Oh, that's right. It's a Nirvana joke, isn't it? It's the smells like tea something.
Espresso.
Oh my god.
Espresso.
Tea espresso? What is that even supposed to mean? Smells like tea espresso.
Oh my god.
Is there like... Like, I feel like there's gonna be some dumb character in the anime that's gonna be like, oh, it kinda sounds like Teen Spirit. It's just, no, it doesn't!
My inner Nirvana fan is crying right now.
That's why Hello Hello is the greatest joke Maida has ever conceived.
The second I read it, I was just...
Yeah, okay. Moving on from that.
So, there were a couple of people that went to conventions and got interviews with Hinoe Sensei or whatever, and I don't ever know how to say it. And I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so there was one from I think Kawaii Kakoi Sugoi, which is the best
name.
Site name I've ever read in my
great
life.
Name.
It really is. Like, I saw that the first
Kawaii
time, and I'm like, that's
Sugoi.
I wish I had thought of that. I wish I had a site named Kawaii. But no, that was the first interview, and that was focused more on, like, kind of where she gets her inspiration. So there was stuff like, what kind of music do you listen to while you draw, and what, like, what inspires you to draw, how often you draw, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And then why Osaka and Takoyaki is great. So that was worth reading. And then the second one is from the O Network. And that one kind of goes more into her relationship with key, I guess. Like, it talks about which key work she enjoyed working on the most, and But the most important part of that interview was definitely when she answers that question, which one is cuter, the dongo or the starfish? So if you only read it for one thing, that's what you should read it for. Everyone's been asking for over a decade.
Pinoy is like Mama Key.
Yeah, seriously. Like, she's one of the founders. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, it's Jin Maeda. But everyone forgets freaking Hinoe's been there from the very beginning.
Is this just a thing now? People just say Hinoni whenever they want to say Hinoe.
Oh, God. What a terrible meme.
Memes.
Ignore that, guys. But yeah, definitely check out those interviews. Like, it's very rare to get, like, English language interviews with key staff like that. So it's pretty awesome. I really wish I could have met her in person, but unfortunately, flights to America are very expensive.
I am in this country!
Flights across America aren't exactly cheap either.
I'm here! I could have been there! Oh, yeah. I'm so mad.
I'm just gonna fly all the way across America to the other side.
There, Biz. There. You'll get your chance someday.
Mononi.
Speaking of Hinoe, we have Ammonia. We got some very interesting, juicy details on that. Like, I guess it's not 100% confirmed yet, but we received tips from people who attended the Japan Expo dinner with Visual Arts and Front Wing, and also from people who attended the Kara Expo 02 in Hong Kong. And not Kara Expo, God, Creative Paradise 02, sorry, got it mixed up. And they're telling us that Oto Shinji and yes. Baba himself, Takahiro Baba, right. have confirmed that Harmonia is getting an English translation. And that's very exciting.
It's so interesting that you're hearing this from, like, these two different places. You know, it's kind of like the dinosaur fossils that people found, like, in South America and then over in Africa that, like, are the same. So it's like, oh, man, they used to be connected. Oh, a Pangaea. It's like, whenever you have these rumors popping up in different places, it's interesting, to say the least.
It definitely seems credible. Like, if it was just one person saying it, then, like, oh, whatever. But it's different people from different places saying it. Like, why hasn't Key come out with this? Why are they keeping it a secret? Maybe, like, they're finalizing the details or something? I don't know. The one thing that we weren't sure about is some of the people at Japan Expo are saying that they think it'll be... No, that they were told that it was a simultaneous release in English and Japanese. But we haven't heard any of that from Creative Paradise. So the details are still a little bit uncertain. But I think with
speculation.
With 99% in certainty, I think we can be assured that an English translation of Harmonia is coming at some point. So, get hype.
It's
get
super hype. Believable, because, I mean, what are their big options for something that's more recent and would be interesting to people? You have, you could do Angel Beats, which is kind of a gigantic gamble, or you could do Harmonia, which is pretty safe.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we don't know how long it is, but we're assuming it's, like, well under 10 hours. So, like, it shouldn't be that long to translate.
Rumors. There's going to be a History Channel special. They found, there are ancient cave drawings of Harmonia with English text found in multiple locations across the planet.
But yeah, guys, so, like, that's happening. So if you want to support Key, like, a new project there, first, like, sort of new property that they're actually releasing in English, please support it, because if that sells well, it's going to mean very good things for Key fans in the future.
But
so,
don't forget to buy Clannad.
Of course, if you haven't bought Clannad, buy it for your friends. But yeah, so very excited for that, and I was going somewhere and I lost my train of thought again. Fuck.
And you get a Clannad, and you get a Clannad, and you get a Clannad.
Fuck Clannad. Let's talk about Little Busters, baby.
So. Yeah. Kazakraft, if you haven't heard of it, kazumatsuri.org has a Minecraft server, sort of. I don't know if it's really a server, if it's just one person hosting it. But Basically, if you're on the Skype chat, which you have access to if you're a member on the forum, that's a member status, by the way. You need to, like, post a certain amount to get that. Then you get access to the Skype chat, which means you are formally invited to join the Kazumatsu.org Minecraft server. And we host this at very, like, sporadic times. We might make it a bit more regular, but it's nearly finished. What we're doing is we're building the Little Buster School in Minecraft from scratch. Obviously, with the use of some, like, modding tools in Minecraft that help us build a little bit easier, but it is nearly complete. The only thing I have to warn, though, is that we have built all the Little Busters X content as well. And if you haven't read Little Busters X, then that's going to be a big spoiler for you, and if you don't know what I'm talking about.
But that's okay, because the Minecraft School, since it's been near completion for so long, is slated to be released at about the same time as the X translation.
Exactly. We're just biding our time until that's out. Which,
so whenever you read the X translation, you can hop into the Minecraft School and be like, "Oh man, it's so cool."
Yeah, it's already all done.
Sikoi kakui kawaii.
And yeah, so basically it's 99% done. We've built pretty much all the buildings and stuff. All we really need to do is fill out some of the rooms with, like, more personalization, like polish and stuff.
And build, like, more Easter eggs.
More Easter eggs.
Like, I want to help.
just for example, like, you might want to go into Kengo's room in the dorm and, like, add some shinies and, like, hakamas and stuff. Like, you could do that in the game and just add that. And you can just, like, we're, like, still filling out some of the club rooms, because obviously not all the club rooms in the anime are named. But we filled out as many as we can. There was 2 fine arts rooms. I made a note of that. There's so much attention to detail we've put into this. Like, it's been a project going on for the last year. So, like, on and off, we've just been going through the anime and the visual, getting, like, screenshots and stuff, looking at, like, different details and going, like,
this screenshot's inconsistent with this screenshot. 3 of the 4 people in this room, or 3 of the 4 people that were present in the finding of the great swimming pool are actually on the podcast.
I remember that, yeah. Never forget.
Suika was there for that.
You were there for that.
Yeah, I was. That was
we spent, like, all year looking for a screenshot of the pool, and we finally found it recently.
Yeah, in the credits scene of an episode, for some reason, why was it there? We don't know.
Yeah, it was in Kurogaya's credits.
Makes no sense.
And then we built the pool, and now it's a lot better now.
Made sure you had 8 lanes and not 7, correct?
So you can look forward to our Minecraft Little Buster School being the definitive place to see the pool.
To spend a lot of time looking at it.
And those of you who are very, very, you know, attentive with their detail will know that it does have 8 lanes and not 7. I complained and made them fix that.
Yeah. But basically the reason I'm bringing this up is because with that last 1% of polish we need to do, we're looking for all hands on deck to help us get it done. We haven't, like, organized any dates yet, but just hang around the Skype chat, like, raise your hand, like, I want to be a part of this, and then we'll just invite you to the Minecraft school to help us out. Basically, once that's done, we're planning on releasing a video, which will basically be the Little Buster's opening, but in Minecraft. And all the people who've worked on the Minecraft school will feature in that opening as characters. Like, you'll get, like, a Riki skin or a Saya skin or a Rin or...
There'll be about 3 people in the OP as of right now, so you should really come help out for those final touches so we can add more people 3 to the credit sequence.
Maybe 5. But yeah, like, seriously, just help out a little bit and you'll be on the credits and immortalized for your little contribution. So get on. Like, it's not too late. You should totally get on Sirica.
Be prepared to totally help me build the Angel Beat School, which should take about 5 years.
Good luck with that. And yeah, I guess we'll wrap this up. Like, it really isn't a lot to talk about this month. There's, like, you can, you know, check out the site for all the articles you missed. We didn't, like, miss much. There was, like, Charlotte Blu-ray announced as a Charlotte exhibit that no one went to. Sekai Project talks about how they landed Key. There's the Visual Arts Summer Sale. Like, all that stuff, we didn't think we'd want to waste your time with it, so you can just check it out on the website for all of that. And, yeah, so maybe next month we'll have more to talk about. Since the ending we recorded was unsalvageable, I'm just going to have to record a new ending in post. Thanks for joining us for the monthly terror, guys, and we'll see you next month. Take care.